Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message, Visions from Eternity. And we've been talking about having the mind of Christ and utilizing two God-given gifts that the Lord has given to us, memory and imagination, and having an understanding that God gives us dreams. He may give actually literal dreams, but He gives us desires, if you will, dreams that we have in our heart. And we have to understand, in order to reach those desires or dreams, certainly we need to pray about them, if it really is of the Lord. And one thing I'd like to say, if you have a persistent presence of a God-given desire in your heart, then it's proof that it must be possible to attain it. And we have to have these desires before faith can be released. We must have a goal to measure the progress. Beloved, you'll never leave where you are now until you know where you want to be. You must know what you really want before you can obtain it. And you'll never change your location unless you determine your destination. So we have to put action or feet to our faith, if you will. We have to, you know, you just can't believe something. Faith without works is dead. Remember, James talks about that. So when we make a goal, when we make a plan towards something we desire, whether it's regarding a ministry in terms of doing something for the Lord. Maybe you want to start a woman's Bible study. Maybe you want to get together with men on the job. Maybe whatever it is God might white place on your heart, if it persists, then it would be, and you know, God's ways are gentle. Sometimes He does not drop a ton of bricks on you. He's, you know, David said, thy gentleness hath made me great. God's very gentle. And so we have to be persistent and get quiet enough, because the world we live in is very noisy, get quiet enough to hear Him speaking to us. Now, so a goal is important, but then, you know, there's something else that's very essential to that. Yes, faith is important. And, you know, I'm just thinking of a dear brother. Well, he is in ministry and he wants $1 million. Well, beloved, that's a good objective if God has that for you. But let's start with smaller goals. That's true for all of us. You know, let's work with something that is attainable. Let's have stability, work on getting debt free, for example, and then believe in God to bless you, and then follow the principles of finances. As a man sows, he's going to reap. And that's true in terms of financially. As you learn to give more, be faithful in your love gifts and offerings to the Lord, then you will be blessed. These are spiritual laws, dynamics, principles that are in operation. But I want to talk next about something that I think is many times is overlooked. We talk a lot about faith, but the importance of hope. And hope is a spiritual principle that will give life to all that I've shared. We've got to have hope. What is hope? Well, it's trust and reliance, and it's desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. In fact, I just have the dictionary right in front of me, and I'm going to read this particular, what is it, the New World Dictionary. it is, a feeling that what is wanted will happen. It's desire accompanied by expectation. Now, that's the actual definition of hope. And what's the difference between faith and hope? Well, they're like different sides of the same coin. Faith is the cognition, the mental understanding of spiritual realities relating to our spirit man. And hope is a desire corresponding to our soul. That's where, you know, in our soul, we've got will, desire, emotion, or the emotional aspect of our being. So hope is connected with our emotions. And did Jesus have hope? Yes, because for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. And hope provides the emotional fuel for us to pursue our goals. Beloved, if you don't believe and if you don't have hope that which God has spoken to your heart is true, then you're just going to be floundering. But you have to go forward. Without a vision, the people perish. That's why it's so important for you, even in small ways, where regardless whether it's something relating to your personal life or that which relates to others or your job situation or your church family or a ministry outreach, whatever it is, without a vision, people perish. Without hope, the vision remains just a dream. So hope belongs to the marvelous world of dream and vision. And the imagination where all things can become possible. Hope is a motivator, beloved. Psalm 71 and 14 says, "But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more." Hope will cause us, beloved, to triumph over difficulties. Romans 4:18 says, this is speaking of Abraham, who against hope and everything in the natural was against him, who against hope, he believed in hope. He believed in the hope that God had given him. And he was trusting that what God said was going to happen. Why? That he might become the father of many nations. With no ground for hope, Abraham, in the natural, right? He was sustained in his walk with God by hope because he put his trust in God. Hallelujah. So, how is hope obtained? Well, we have it through the gospel. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. That's Colossians 1:23. And so the gospel, why is it good news? Because it gives hope of not only a future life in heaven with the Lord, but hope for the life in which we now live. How important, how wonderful is that? And it's obtained through grace. I'm telling you now how you can get hope, because some of you, if you're honest, you're not very hopeful right now. So the Word of God tells us there's hope in the gospel. Through grace, we obtain it. 2 Thessalonians 2:16 says, "Now the Lord Jesus Christ himself hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." So the Lord gives us hope through grace. And then we can acquire and maintain and sustain hope through the patience and comfort of the scriptures. Romans 15:4 says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning or our instruction, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures," what's the purpose? "That we might have hope. Through patience, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope." How important, how wonderful is that? Amen. Now, I'd like to share an important scripture found in Proverbs 13 and 12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Defer means to put off, to delay, to postpone. It says, when hope comes, it's a tree of life. It's a source of life. It's imputing divine wisdom. And so it's the realization of hope that is a tree of life, a tree of life that is promised to the overcomer in Revelation 2 and 7. And I remember years ago when I was ministering, I think, on the subject of hope, and I was driving into Hayward to Whitehall, and that was the text, the hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. And this is why I love the King James, because I felt it expressed what the Holy Spirit was trying to say. Other translations, I have a Bible that's got 23 different translations of the Bible, all under the King James. And I'll just share others' translations. Hope deferred sickens the heart, but a tree of life is a desire fulfilled. Hope protracted makes the heart languish, but the desire accomplished is a tree of life. Hope put off is a weariness to the heart, but when what is desired comes, it is a tree of life. Hope drawn out makes the heart sick, but a longing come true is a tree of life. Hope deferred is sickening. It is new life to have desire fulfilled. Beloved, in all those translations, it's saying when we get the answer to our prayer, when we get our desire, then it's a tree of life. But, beloved, it says, hope deferred in the King James maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, what is the desire, beloved? I'm suggesting to you, it's not the answer to prayer, but hope itself. Beloved, we need hope to carry on. How many have suffered in prisons, in concentration camps? Corrie ten Boom, as an example. Hope, when that desire comes, if we lose hope, we lose the desire. That's the very definition of hope, is a desire. Beloved, it is a tree of life. It is a tree of expectation, of anticipation of what God will do. It's a source of life and an imputing divine wisdom. Beloved, we all need to lay hold of hope. I wish I had time to pray. I'll minister tomorrow that God can release hope in our hearts. Amen. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.